both computers and teachers. It is obvious that computers are increasingly becoming an accepted part of the education process. The development of sophisticated software has produced a vast array of user-friendly learning aids to benefit both students and teachers. However, the cost factor for using this technology in the classroom can represent a problem for some schools. Therefore, I believe that both computers and teachers are necessary. One of the important benefits of computer-aided learning is that it allows students to study at their own pace by going back over the information to acquire a proper understanding. This gives a teacher a better insight into a student's ability and recognition of the areas that are of concern. Another benefit is that learning software can utilize all three learning techniques of hearing, seeing, and doing, which greatly reinforces acquisition. One of the difficulties in adopting the use of computers is in the selection of the most suitable software programs from the huge variety available. The selection process should involve verifying the accuracy of the information used in the program and confirmation of the program's effectiveness from practical experience. Computer-aided learning does seem to be the way of the future, but I cannot see that it should ever become a standalone process. Computers are not perfect, and there is nothing like having a teacher on hand to provide practical help when needed. In conclusion, computers and teachers are both necessary in the classroom because they complement each other for the benefit of the students.